Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. David Neisel.
And I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog. It's a fun time to be a beer drinker because of all the inventive craft beers being brewed.
Oh yeah, there's some interesting ones. Oyster stout, mint chocolate stout, and coconut curry.
Whether it's craft beer or good old Budweiser, all beers require malted cereal grains and hops. However, a key determinant of beer flavor is the yeast used in fermentation.
That's because during fermentation, these one-cell fungi release aromatic molecules that flavor the beer. But we didn't know until now why.
It turns out they're made to attract fruit flies, which then carry yeast to other food sources and help them spread in the environment. The scientist behind the study got a hint of this 15 years ago when he rushed out of his lab for a bar, leaving three flasks of yeast open.
Upon returning, he found 50 fruit flies floating in the yeast that was engineered to make 100 times more of the aromatic molecules, and only two flies in the normal yeast.
Naturally, he thought yeast made molecules similar to ripening fruit to attract flies. Fast forward to today, and the same scientist is proving his theory. He found that a compound called isoamyl nitrate, which smells similar to overripe bananas, caused an intense neural activity in the brains of flies.
This shows yeast that produce these molecules are able to attract flies and can spread further into their environment. In fact, using colored yeast in order to track them, he found yeast that produced aromatic compounds spread four times more frequently.
Since yeast do not have any means of propulsion, hitching a ride to a new food source on a fruit fly solves that problem. Luckily for us, it also means good beer.
We are Drs. David Neisel and Norbert Herzog at the University of Texas Medical Branch and the Frank H. Netter School of Medicine at Quinnipiac University, where biomedical discoveries shape the future of medicine. For much more and our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com.